Rusk's Pro Nutro Cream Soda, Biltong and Puravor's Rouse Hill, or online to find items imported from South Africa. We stock a wide range of non-food products and more. Our store in Rouse Hill looks after you, cooking fresh Puravor's rolls on weekends. Biltong and Puravor's, your one-stop shop for all your South African products of the finest quality. 40 Street, Rouse Hill. Call 867 86014. Delivering anywhere in Australia. Station sponsor. Of Rouse Hill, station sponsor.
And your weather for today, right now it's 28 degrees, a maximum of 32, almost there, partly cloudy with still a chance of a shower. And going forward for the rest of our week, we have possible thunderstorm for Wednesday and Thursday, today being Tuesday, maximum 32, and possible showers Thursday, Friday. More sunny sunshine for Saturday and Sunday, 33. And back to showers for Monday, 29 degrees.
Do you miss Biltong, Puravor's, Omar Rusk's Pro Nutro Cream Soda? Biltong and Puravor's Rouse Hill, or online to find items imported from South Africa. We stock a wide range of non-food products and more. Our store in Rouse Hill looks after you, cooking fresh Puravor's rolls on weekends. Biltong and Puravor's, your one-stop shop for all your South African products of the finest quality. 40 Panyo Street, Rouse Hill. Call 867 86014. Delivering anywhere in Australia. Station sponsor.
See you. really excited to be launching this new free tool for expecting and new parents, Panda's online mental health checklist. It's an easy way for expecting and new parents who are struggling with their new role to find out whether these are normal feelings or perhaps something more serious. And if it is more serious, the checklist will point them to the help they need and will also give them help with talking to their doctor. It's anonymous, it's online.
You're listening to the sound of a live 90.5.
The updated traffic brought to you by Fernwood Gym of Seven Hills and North Rocks on a live 90.5.
Welcome to Alive 90.5. The traffic today is, there's an accident car motorcycle on south of Tabimobile, Pacific Highway near Tullymorgan and Jackie Bulbin Road. There's an accident on Bexley Forest Road just past Mimosa Street. The emergency services are in that, but northbound traffic has been affected. In Kellyville Memorial Avenue near Arnold Avenue, there's emergency roadwork happening there and traffic is affected on both directions. That started today at 12.30. So just reduce your speed and watch out for caution with that. And anyway, so this is Pick and Mix with Anne and Julie. Julie is still away travelling the world, but today I've got Naomi. I don't know if you remember Naomi from last time, but she came to visit us and had a good chat. How are you, Naomi?
I'm good, thanks, Anne. It's good to be back here today.
It is. And Happy New Year to everybody and to you too, Naomi. Yeah,
and to you.
Gosh, yeah. Can you believe it? It's been, we're already on the 8th of January.
I know.
It just feels like the other day we were all preparing for Christmas because our last stint on the radio was all about Christmas. So all it was Christmas, yeah. Christmas music, and now we've finished.
Now it's gone.
I know. And now it's Easter. Everybody's moaning that there's hot cross buns at the shops now.
It's too quick, isn't it? It's far too quick.
I wish. But I'm going to miss Christmas. You know, Julie's going to have to, when she gets back, she always does her, how many days I've
till
got?
Christmas.
Till Christmas. Maybe Naomi will
tell
us a little bit.
Maybe I can do a quick tally for you, Anne, while we're on it.
That's right. In a little while, we'll find out how many more hundreds of days.
How many more sleeps.
Yes, that's right. All right, so I think we'll just go straight to some music and then we'll do some chatting after that. So we've got Toto, I'll Be Over You, Aha, Take On Me, and Talking Heads, Baby, Baby. See you in a minute.
Zab Designs is your local professional graphic designer that can give a boost to your three B's, brochures, banners and business cards. But it doesn't stop there. Zab Designs caters to all requests and no job is too big or too small. Check out their range of works through the website zavdesigns.wordpress.com. Zab Designs, a proud sponsor of Your Sound, Your Community, Alive 90.5.
There were the nights. has a copy of your keys. Have you moved into new premises, lost or misplaced your keys? You need to rekey. Many people don't know how many copies of their house keys exist or who may have a copy. At Dependable Locksmiths, the safety of you and your family is our priority. Call today 1300 300 442. Dependable Locksmiths, a part of the Dependable Security Group. Station sponsor.
Welcome back to Alive 90.5. You're listening to Pick and Mix with Anne and Julie, and our special guest today is Naomi. So today we were just listening to Toto, I'll Be Over You, Aha, Take On Me, and Talking Heads, Baby Baby. So I've just got a bit of information here called Para Parents. It's from the Facebook site called Para Parents, and it just gives you a whole lot of summer holiday fun with the little ones. There's about 20 places that you can go with the kids. I've got a few here, but if you're interested, just go on to Para Parents. I'll put it on our Facebook site as well so that you can have a look at it. But there's a cool off at Dundas Water Playground, and it comes with photos. The photos look amazing, don't they?
Yeah,
you know,
they look great.
Yeah, there's a swim at Epping Pool. There's a play at Third Settlement Reserve Playground. There's so many different playgrounds. The other one we were looking at was the waterhole along Toongabby Creek in Third Settlement Reserve. There's a lovely picture with kids with their feet in the water.
Yeah.
And it really looks like fun places to go for your little ones, especially.
I've put my feet in there now.
I know, because it's so hot. What is it? 28 degrees.
Oh, it feels hotter than that though, doesn't it?
And at least we're in the air conditioner. Yeah. I put it on a little bit earlier, so we're not dying together.
Good.
But there's also 10 other good playgrounds around for the little ones. So have a look at Para Parents on Facebook and they'll give you some ideas of different places to go with the kids. Because I know after a few days of going to the same boring old place, the kids get bored.
You get tired of it, don't you?
Yeah, and all they do is, oh, I'm bored, Mum, what can I do? But these look fantastic. And hopefully they have somewhere for the parents to sit and have something to eat as well. You know, the important stuff for us parents while we're watching our littlies.
That's true. You've got to have something to keep you entertained as well. Otherwise, you don't really want to go back with them.
No, definitely. Yeah. No.
So another great place, Anne, that I went to recently is Lake Parramatta, and it's been done up so the lake is nice and clear now. You can swim. They've got kayaks. There's a cafe there, like we said, good place for Mum and Dad to sit. And it's just lots of trees and it's
a
great place.
And you took the dog?
We took the dog on Christmas Day. We went, my daughter and I went. We took the dog and, you know, you've got to keep them on the leash. But there's great places to just throw down a blanket. Kids can paddle their feet and you can just while away a few hours in the summer sun.
It's close.
Great.
It's not far from home either if you're in the Parramatta area.
Yeah,
or even in the hills.
And it's out of the way, so it doesn't tend to get too crowded. So it's
Well, especially if you said you were okay for Christmas Day, being the worst day.
I know. It was crowded on Christmas Day, but it was a great atmosphere. There were carols playing and, you know, my husband and my son were away. So my daughter and I were on our own and it was a great place to go. We didn't feel like we were on our own because we were just in the middle of all these people.
And
having
it's lovely
a great time.
Watching people, isn't it?
Yeah,
people watching. I love that.
It was.
Yeah,
really
I've just
good.
Been on a cruise and all I did every day was sit at the pool and I would just watch people. You take your book and I go, that's it, right, I'm going to read this book. And then an hour later you go, oh, I haven't even read a chapter.
Oh.
And then you just watch people, you're just swimming. I don't know, it's just lovely, isn't it?
It's great. And don't you find that when you're on places like that and on holidays that you tend to see the same people all the time? Like it could be, that's what my husband John, he said, they were on a cruise around Norway and he said that they tended to run into the same people all the time, like a boat full of hundreds and hundreds of people, yet it would be just a certain few people that they would notice and that they would bump into all the time.
And it's the same, yes.
Yeah.
And you'd always sit in the same, even though it could be a totally different hour than normal you're going.
Yeah.
I know, or you'd sit next to them at the show or something. Well, funny story, I went to New York, as you know, and walking in the middle of the park in Central Park, I know nobody in New York. And Sarah, who I work with at the hospital, walked just about smack bang into me going, oh, I can't believe it. I mean,
six
degrees of separation is lie. It's got to be closer because, I mean, we were just talking the week before we went that oh, well, maybe we'll bump into each other. But, you know, you're never going to see somebody in the middle of New York. It's huge.
And what a small world, because you wouldn't be there looking for somebody that you might know.
No,
so you're just
oblivious
to everything. And to really be at that same place at that same time
yes.
and to be looking up to see each other, it's just incredible.
So when you go to the Parramatta Park or the Waters, you'll probably see somebody you know and you can chat anyway with the kids.
You might do.
Yes, yes. All right, so you've got a bit of a community diary. It's a bit of a long one, but...
I do. It's time to nominate, actually, for the 2019 Stroke Awards. So Stroke Foundation's on a mission to find and celebrate the inspirational Australians who are making a difference in stroke. So nominations are now open for the 2019 Stroke Awards, and the awards recognise stroke survivors, carers, volunteers, health professionals and researchers who work tirelessly to improve the lives of people affected by stroke. Stroke Awards are a wonderful way to say thank you, and they're now in their 10th year. The CEO, Sharon McGowan, says she's impressed and amazed by the calibre of the entries that they've received. Stroke is... there's one stroke every 9 minutes in Australia, and more than 475,000 stroke survivors live in our community. Stroke can happen to anyone at any age, and the impacts are devastating. The community is encouraged to nominate people who've gone above and beyond for stroke. So there are 6 award categories this year. They provide the opportunity to acknowledge those unsung heroes whose actions help the Stroke Foundation in its mission to prevent stroke, save lives and enhance recovery. So nominations close on Friday the 15th of February, and the winners will be announced at the Stroke Foundation Stroke Awards ceremony in Melbourne in May. So to nominate for the 2019 Stroke Awards, visit the Stroke Foundation website or contact the Stroke Foundation's awards team at media@strokefoundation.org.au. And this announcement has been brought to you by PACE, the station supervisor.
Well, it sounds really good, doesn't it? It's good to support people, you know, so it's very good. I've got the fast test to check for the most common symptoms of a stroke. So the easiest way to remember is to remember fast. So you've got your face. F for face, smile and see if one side of the face drops or droops. A for FA is raise both arms. And if you can't raise your arms up or one drops down, then you know there's something wrong. S for speech, say a short phrase and check for slurred or strange speech. And T for time. If the answer to any of these is yes, call 000 right away.
Yeah.
All right, I'll put that up on our Facebook as well. I've posted it before, but it's always good. I have mine up on the fridge because I may know, but the kids won't know, you know. So it's always good to do that. And it's not 2 seconds it asks to ask somebody. If you're not sure, if you know that person and suddenly they're not talking properly or they're looking a bit strange, to ask them a couple of questions, you know, is a 2 second thing but can save their life. Because if they can get their treatment as quickly as possible, it saves their life or stops them getting a worse stroke or something.
That's right. And that's the thing, isn't it? Act fast, because they can do amazing things these days. If they get you to hospital and they can reverse things
so much quicker than
they could.
Than waiting half an hour because you're not sure.
Yeah.
You know, even if you phone the ambulance, you'll always have someone to talk to help you through it anyway.
Mm.
All right. So on that, I think we'll go with some more music.
I think that'd be a great idea.
Chat to you in a little while.
Looking for your local sport fix? Don't miss Sunday Sports Roundup every Sunday from 2 till 5 on Alive 90.5, the only place to hear every Wentworthville Magpies home game live. For football fans, Tony Salerno and the call team bring you Blacktown City, New South Wales Premier League games plus other local derbies. When the team isn't at the ground, they're interviewing Aussie sporting legends and updating live scores as they happen. Whatever your game, tune in to Sunday Sports Roundup every Sunday from 2. We've got every sports lover covered.
Get away. I got me a car, rent is big Thank you. Sam of Abundant Life Homeopathy is a leading specialist in homeopathy in our local area. With 25 years of experience, Sam offers homeopathic treatment and medicine that adopts a natural and holistic approach to treating diseases. Come and discover the latest advances of homeopathic treatment with Sam as he probes into the root cause of your problems and help you restore back to health and also could prevent reoccurrences. Homeopathy, affordable, safe and effective natural medicine. To book an appointment, call Sam on 0405 126 409 or Google search Abundant Life Homeopathy. Station sponsor.
You're listening to Alive 90.5. Your sound, your community.
Welcome back to Alive 90.5. You're listening to Pick and Mix with Anne and Julie and our special guest Naomi today. Well, we've just been listening to B-52's Love Shack, Aretha Franklin and George Michael, I Knew You Were Waiting, and Starship, We Built This City. I love that song, actually.
It's some good music. It's some good music.
Anne. Yeah. I think that's because I chose it. Don't say anything to Julie. She'll choose it next week. We'll see what it's like next week. How many listeners run away because of Julie's music?
Because some great music in there today.
Yeah. Definitely. So I found a little bit of that I found it, I think, is quite interesting. At the Museum of Sydney, they've got a show called How Cities Work. So they explore the city inside and out, top to bottom, in a whole new way, from sewers to skyscrapers. This interactive exhibition reveals the secret workings of the city. So you can immerse yourself in the cityscape full of magical tactile experiences to discover how the city works. So they can peek into buildings, the kids can wear hard hats, they step into a lively construction site, design your ultimate building of the future. They make the city move from day to night at their fingertips. It sounds really good, doesn't it? And according to the website, for adults it was $15. I'm just looking down. And children, $12. Family of two adults and two children, or one adult and three children, was $38. And under fives are free.
Wow.
So I think that's really good. You know, take your kids in there. Especially on a hot day like it gets.
Nice and cool.
With the air conditioner and things like that. I think that's a nice little one to have a look. So I just found that on the Sydney Living Museum site. So there'll be other things as well to have a look at.
And there's so much to see in the city, isn't there, really?
Yeah,
if you take
it's
a
lovely
trip
to
into
go.
The city, you can catch the ferry in, you can catch the train in, catch the bus in.
It's so easy.
It's
everything's
great.
Air-conditioned, you know, these days.
And even down by the harbour, you know, catch the train in, then catch a ferry for fish and chips somewhere. I mean, the kids just love it.
Yeah, Watson's Bay or somewhere is lovely, fish
Bay
and chips.
Or Manly.
Yes.
You know, going into the city. Every year at Christmas time we do a staycation and where we just stay a couple of nights in the city, or it could be by the beach or somewhere, but we have to stay in the Sydney region. And it's great. You're a tourist in your own city and you look at the city differently when you don't have to go home. You know, you get up, you go in, you just wander around and you look at all the stuff that you wouldn't normally look at if you were just in there for the day. It's great.
And I find people that live in Australia don't look as tourists, you know, because you live there all the time. You sort of think, oh, I'll just look in Parramatta or I'll just look in the hills. But you don't think, oh, I could go in the city, because it actually doesn't take that long.
No.
You know, I think it's about a 50-minute trip. I mean, if you Uber, it's only 25.
That's true.
But that's expensive. But to catch the train or the bus in and you're there within 50 minutes and you've got the whole day, there's no rush, the buses don't finish till late. And
that's right.
Yeah, it is a lovely day just to go into the city. I like going into the city.
And the kids love to do all that sort of stuff, don't they? Not that we have to worry too much anymore because our kids are a lot older.
No, that's right. They do their own thing.
I know, do their own thing. And one quick shout out while we're talking about kids their own thing. One of our little friends today got her P's,
well
Ashley
done.
Webster. Congratulations. So that frees our friend Jacine up also. Now she's gets a bit more of her life back.
No, that's right. What's she going to do without checking those kids around all the time?
Oh, it just brings you into a whole new part of your life, doesn't
it? Does.
It
does. So big shout out for Jacine and Ashley. Yeah. They're on their trip, on their holiday, aren't they?
Yeah, I think they're on the way up the coast for a few days. So,
Very nice, in that lovely sun.
I know.
Yeah.
Lovely place to go.
That's right. So have you got anything to chat about, or shall we put some music on and then we'll do some music and then it'll be the news and we'll be almost into our second hour.
Halfway through.
Oh, we're halfway through with a new year pick and mix.
I know.
All right, so what have
Let's
we got?
Let's get some tunes.
We've got Queen. Gillian asked for this. I hope she's listening. Another One Bites the Dust. She watched the movie the other day, she said it was brilliant. So she asked me to put on some Queen. Bon Jovi, You Give Love a Bad Name, and Bruce Springsteen, Born in the USA. Hopefully we fit them all in just before the hour. If not, we'll put them on in the other hour.
And Outpost Group is Australian-owned family company with diverse printing brands all under one roof. We will help manage all your business print needs, from button badges, name badges, fridge magnets, point-of-sale collateral and more. We distribute your promotion into letterboxes with GPS tracking. Outpost frees you from searching for printers while ensuring results that meet the highest standards. Need print? Call 1300 237 678 to find out how we can help you promote and showcase your organisation. That is 1300 Outpost, station sponsor.
I'm Ivor Davies from Ice House for Royal Life Saving New South Wales. 55% of drowning deaths of 0 to 5 year olds in a backyard pool or spa happened because of a faulty gate, or a gate was propped open. That's why the laws have changed. If you are now buying, selling, or leasing a property with a pool or spa, you must have a relevant compliance certificate. Get the details at bepoolsafe.com.au.
Welcome back to Alive 90.5. You're listening to Pick and Mix with Anne and Julie. So thank you for listening for the last hour. We're just going to have some music up until the news, which is only on in a couple of minutes, and we'll see you all ready for our next hour.
See you soon.
See you soon.
Latest weather on Alive 90.5. Brought to you by Biltong and Borevores of Rouse Hill, station sponsor.
Welcome to Alive 90.5. You're listening to Pick and Mix with Anne and Julie and our special guest Naomi. We've just got the weather coming up now. The weather is, 29.3, so it's gone up. When we arrived an hour ago, it was only 28.8. So it's gone up in this instant. But don't worry, tomorrow there might be possible thunderstorms, possible showers on Thursday, possible showers Friday, mostly sunny Saturday and mostly sunny Sunday. So, but the weather, it says, is still going to be today 32, 30 tomorrow, 24 Thursday, but going up again 28 and 33 again for the weekend. So it'll be a nice warm weekend, you know, if you want to go to the beach or something. And now we've got the traffic.
The updated traffic, brought to you by Fernwood Gym of Seven Hills and North Rocks on Alive 90.5.
You're back again with Pick and Mix with Anne and Julie on Alive 90.5. So at South Wentworthville, M4 motorway westbound off ramp to Cumberland Highway, there's a breakdown car. Please reduce speed. The exercise caution. The roads and maritime services are there looking out for it at the moment. There's a Karajong Bells Line off-road just west of Mill Road. There's an accident truck and there's a person trapped. So there's heavy traffic conditions there. The exercise caution and allow extra travel time as well. And they're also saying please reduce speed. Barara Waters, the ferry is out of service. There's routine maintenance going on and that all day today. So there are scheduled road closures for that week as well. So we'll keep you up to date on all the traffic news that's going on, and hopefully the weather doesn't climb any more than it has done. Hey, Naomi?
No, I should have put the shades up on the window. I was going to in the car, and I didn't.
I parked in the shade. I'll have to show you next time where the shade is.
I think so. Please do.
Because outside the studio at the front, there's no shade.
No, I think because it's all bitumen, it just gets really hot.
Yes,
anyway.
That's right. All right, well, let's put on our song for the beginning of the hour, and we will see you in a little minute.
We are the Insight Intelligence Group, specialising in Australian corporate investigations and information risk management, workplace investigations, competitor analysis, social media intelligence, reputational risk management, internal or external investigations. Professional and proactive, Insight Intelligence Group works with you to ensure the success of the investigation. Australia-wide or global, facts, not opinion. 02-882-9837. Insightintelligence.com.au.
Station sponsor.
They were shining there for you and me, for liberty.
Know that the average school child will eat more than 2,500 lunches in their 13 years at school? At Cancer Council New South Wales, we're passionate about helping families eat healthily. So we've packed everything you need to know about nutritious, easy, kid-friendly lunches into our new website, healthylunchbox.com.au.
Welcome back. You're listening to Pick and Mix. Happy birthday if it's your birthday today. You're sharing it with Elvis. Who doesn't love Elvis, Anne? And David Bowie, another great rocker. He's sharing it also with Stephen Hawking, the brilliant mind of Stephen Hawking. And Rey Mysterio Sr. of WWE fame.
You see, and I didn't even know who he was.
He's a wrestler, Anne.
Oh, but I know there's another wrestler, and I couldn't remember his name that Bradley used to watch all the time. John Cena.
Oh, John Cena. Yes.
Was he the same time?
Yes. Oh, okay. Yes, but yeah. I think John Cena's now branched out into acting. A lot of them go out with The Rock.
The Rock. I love The Rock. Yeah. Do you watch any of The Rock's movies?
Yeah, I don't mind him, actually.
Yeah,
he's good to look at.
Yes.
It's better to look at than to watch the acting, if you know what I mean.
Oh, what, you're saying he's not very good?
Not saying that.
Oh, but I love the Tooth Fairy. Did you ever watch the Tooth Fairy?
I did.
Love the Tooth
that
Fairy.
That was a good movie.
And Jumanji, if he's in it, I'll always watch it.
Yeah,
but
he's good eye candy.
You know what I watched last night was The Pacifier. That's with the guy from, is it the Fast and the Furious? Is it him or is he the other one?
Is that Vin Diesel?
Yeah, Vin Diesel. Yes, he was. Oh, I love stupid, silly movies like that. Movies, they are good.
And on the holidays, it's great to just sit and watch movies, isn't it? Because you don't have to get up early the next day. I've been watching Sons of Anarchy.
Have you watched
all of those?
Yes, all of those.
I'm on the last season now and I am trying so hard to get it through, but it's just yesterday I got up and I thought I'm going to clean out my wardrobe today. You know what wardrobes are like. And I thought I'm going to start clean out the wardrobe, but I'll just watch one episode. Well, that was 9 o'clock. 5:30, I was still watching it. I had not moved except to get up and get a drink. The house was a bomb, but, you know, you just can't. When they're so long, you've just got to keep watching.
And that's the thing with Stan and Netflix and things, is that you start one and you go, oh, and it automatically goes to the next one.
Yes.
So you start it again and then, oh, no, and you'll be watching a movie or you'll be watching late at night, 1 o'clock in the morning, and you'll go, okay, I'm going to go to sleep as soon as this one's finished. And then it, boops, the next one pops up.
I know. And the bad thing is when that little the little thing comes up on the screen and says, are you still watching? Because you've been sitting and you haven't moved for so many hours and it thinks nobody's still there. So, yeah, time to get up.
Time to get up. But it doesn't work like that. Oh, dear. Oh, well, I think we're all the same. Well, I've got a community diary. Australia Day for Parramatta. Home to many different nationalities, City of Parramatta is set to host the largest ever Australia Day citizenship ceremony as part of its all-day Australia Day. Celebrations in Parramatta Park on Saturday, the 26th of January 2019. More than 1,400 local residents will take an oath and become Australia's newest citizens during a traditional welcome ceremony, which will conclude with a performance by internationally renowned Aboriginal band Yotu Yindi and the Treaty Project. The Australia Day celebration will kick off at 6 a.m. with a hot air balloon display and will also feature the annual showcase of classic and vintage vehicles, the big barbecue competition, the grand final of the Paravision talent competition, and a variety of kids' workshops and activities. The program will conclude with a free concert starring 12 legendary Aussie rock performers and a fireworks display. For more information on the welcome and citizenship ceremonies or the Australia Day in Parramatta program, visit www.ausdayparramatta, all one all one lowercase word, .com.au. This announcement was brought to you by our station sponsor, Pace. Wow, isn't that? That sounds really good, actually, yeah. Doesn't it?
Australia Day in Parramatta Park is really good.
Have you been there before?
I have. We used to take the kids into the balloons.
Yes. Yeah. Well, that's what they say. They've got balloons and everything. Yeah. Yeah, no, when we saw the hot air balloons, we went to Canberra.
Ah, did you go for a ride?
No, we just looked. I haven't tried. That's one thing I'd like to do, but I don't know if I really want to do it.
I'm not sure. It's my thing. I don't mind watching it and watching them go up and other people go up and come down. But no, not
when you're scared of heights, you don't want to go, ooh, look at it or anything. I know. All right. So what music have we got now, Naomi?
Well, we've got two birthday boys coming up, and we've got China Girl and Let's Dance from David Bowie, and we've got Elvis Love Me Tender.
Love Me Tender.
Hi, this is Graham Davidson inviting you to a journey with me on the Soul Train on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. on Alive 90.5 for the best in soul, R&B, funk, southern and jazz rock sounds. The Soul Train on Tuesdays at 8 p.m.
You're listening to Alive 90.5.
Just like a sacred cow, visions of swastikas.